Shima Shuvim on Shinayin Gimel. So let's read this again. Tosfos of Amas Motzi Aveda. Rashi lo made it hadin. Yush kona baveda. Nidin abuda mimenu mikol adam. Rashi learns the din of Yush kona and a lost item. The source, according to Rashi, is the din that if something is lost from the person and from everybody else in the world, from the bottom of an ocean, told you that a bird flew away, it escaped, and it's flying away, bird.
Exactly.
I wouldn't remember him call out him, yes.
Are we saying that the Aveda, it's not really an Aveda, actually. Forget about the Yiddish. The Aveda itself is not an Aveda, according to Rashi, so it's completely wrong. That is not a real Aveda.
An Aveda, well, no, I think it's going to be lost, I mean, mended. But it's that's one kind of an Aveda. Then there's the ultimate Aveda, the ultimate Aveda, that he calls in his Lashon of Aveda Gemura. Complete Aveda is Avuda Mimenu Mikol Adam, lost from humanity.
So it's a Tam or an Aveda of the Alma, not an Aveda Gemura. According to Rashi, there can be no by an Aveda of the Alma.
No, there can be Yush. We'll soon see how the connection Rashi connects what seems to be two different things. There's one thing, something Avuda Mimenu Mikol Adam, I'm totally lost from the world. That's what Gemara says, finds his key. Gemara never mentioned Yush. Gemara never said because he's Miyayish. Gemara just says, it's exactly a custom. Avuda Mimenu Mitzasa, give back. Avuda Mimenu Mikol Adam, you can keep it, even have the simen, has his name on it. Since it's totally lost, you can keep it. That's one din. Then there's another din. Something's just simply lost. Aveda b'alma, but it's not lost from humanity. It can be found. Then, if there's yush, then find its keepers. The Rashi connects the two things. Rashi says that the source for the din of Aveda b'alma is now we say find its keepers. It's from the din, Avuda Mimenu Mikol Adam. Also, that's the original place where it says that someone finds something can keep it. Avuda Mimenu Mikol Adam. And as a derivative of that, Rashi learns that the halacha, that Avuda Yush, it works. So we have to understand the two things. Me'edach, Harit. There's a cause of the similar. The Ri has a much more direct limud. The Ri says the Gemara has a din of simon, that you should return things which have a simon. Things which don't have a simon, you don't have to return. And the Gemara there almost says explicitly, it's not 100% explicit, but it's because without a simen, there's miyash. Because the Gemara says, if there's a simen, they have his name on the cloak, on the simla, yesh la tovim. It's something which people are trying to get back. And if it doesn't have a simen, they're not trying to get it back. Which is basically the paraphrase for yush. He's not trying to get it back, but he's miyash. That's the source. The Gemara says, if it has a simen, a simla, you should give it back. If it's not like a simen, because it doesn't have a simen, it doesn't have a tove, it doesn't have anybody trying to find it, you don't have to give it back, which means it was yush. The limud of simla is basically a direct limud about the din of yush. So the reason limud is much more direct than actually the stretch of some kind of a comparison. Avuda Mimenu Mikol Adam is mutar. So then Aveda with Yush is mutar. And according to the Ri, it seems to be like a direct limud about the rule of simen. Simen. It tells me clearly that if it does not have a simen, it's Yush. You don't have to give it back. So now let's see what the Rav does with this. Finivali, the Rashi Vari, Pligi B'machlekes, Barakudoras, Kinyan Hayush B'Aveda. There's a fundamental machlokes here. It's not just this mood, that mood, this source, that source. There's something much more fundamental going on in this machlokes, the Rav says. Before we read it inside, there's a hakira. There's a hakira. Hakira means it's a halachic question, an analytical question. And the din, if someone loses something, it's miayish, finds his keepers. That after yush, a person can keep the aved if he finds it. You can interpret that halacha in two analytical ways. You could say that the reason he keeps it is because the yush is a kinyan. The owner is basically giving it away for the find. And he's not looking for it, it's lost. So in effect, it turns into a kinyan, sort of transfer. That's one way of interpreting it. When I was a little boy, my first Gemara was Eila Matzias, the Perek about. They liked to learn that with little boys in those days. Nowadays they do other things, but those days they started with Eila Matzias. I still remember Eila Matzias. So it's nice because it has different things going on. You lose coins. So then, and then it says that he loses it without a simon. He's miyayish. The person can keep it. I always thought as a little child that it means because if he gives up hope, he's giving it away to the finder. It's a kinyan. That's probably the initial way of thinking about it, that Yush is a form of being married. However, alternative approach, when you get a little older and you think about it more, you realize that that's not the only way to think about Yush. It doesn't necessarily mean a kinyan, because in mind, he's not looking for it. That doesn't mean he wants people to necessarily keep it. There's a difference between thinking about giving something away and thinking about for me to find, I don't know, I give up hope. Does that mean he wants it? It may not be a das of kinyan. I don't know if you could think of it psychology, if it's really a kinyan. It could be that it's not a kinyan. It's not a kinyan. So what is the alternative approach to the din of yush? It's a din in the thing being totally lost. If the owner is running, trying to find it, it's lost, but only to a limited way, because there's someone looking. So it's not completely lost. Once he stops the search, he's miyayish, and now it's completely lost. In other words, the yush completely if you say, and then, why can the finder keep it? Because the Torah gives it to him. It's not that the owner is being masking it to him, he's taking it away from the owner, because the Torah says if something is really completely lost, it doesn't belong to anybody. And then the source would be the things lost in the bottom of the ocean, or the birds which fly away. We know that there's such a concept that something which belongs to somebody, but then it gets completely lost, so it cancels ownership. It's a special din. Yes. They can keep it because it finds us keep it. Of course, that's very good. Yes, you call Hashgacha Praxis.
Right. So, how does that with the
words, it means like this. If some Rashi feels that if something is lost, then the owner is the Baal HaBayis. So it's lost in a limited way because there's someone trying to find it. If he gives up the chase, then it's totally lost.
But according to Rashi, the yish can only be created
without a sin.
The violence is there's a hafkar, and there's no hafkar.
According to Rashi,
there's no hafkar for violence unless there's a flood or a storm or something that makes it mish.
Avei the gemura. No, because avei the kol adam is an avei the gemura. It's a totally lost thing.
Right, but then what about
if you're miyayish, then it makes it totally lost. If something starts off in a situation that's not totally lost, but miyayish, so adding that yush element makes it totally lost.
So in other words, Rashi is masking to the re something as an avedic gemura.
No, he's not masking to the re at all. The re learns that yush is a kinyan.
The re creates a yush in a normal way.
So
which is, if there's no sinin, you're miyayish, and then there's Rashi.
Maybe the guy's giving it away.
According to Rashi, it's not completely lost until it's a Buddha Mikola.
They both talk about the same situation. Let's say things without a sinin. Someone loses some money in the street, there's no sinin. So then we say, finders keepers. But the question is, how does this work to find the keeper? Din. How does it work? That the situation is the same. The yish is the same. You took this from the yeah, it's too cold. Take it from the yeah.
According to the read, what level of yish?
I don't think there's any difference between Rashi and the read in terms of what the guy thinks when he's miyayish. Miyayish means the gemara. No one is trying to find it. There's no one looking for it. So I think they both agree that when he reached the point that no one's trying to look for it, that's called yish. The only machlokes is an analytical level. How does that transfer the chepet from the Baal HaVeda to the subsequent motze HaVeda, the guy who now finds it? According to the reader, there's a kinyan going on. There's answer from the loser to the finder. According to Rashi, if the Torah is canceling the loser's dialogue, what's from it? And now the finder keeps it.
Is that every case?
Every case. Of Yush. Whenever that paragalum to umpteen cases of when someone is miyayish or not miyayish. Now that's already a technical question. If you lose something, not miyayish, he's something without a simon. He is miyayish, he's something in a Jewish neighborhood with a simon. He is in a non-Jewish neighborhood, he is miyayish. So that's a very a discussion in the Perek Elul.
But I thought what we're learning now is that the Reed has a Derech Chazus and a similar.
Right.
So that goes that they learn from that. Any object that doesn't have a
simon
on it?
No, the rules of simon and not simon are rules from Simla or whatever other sources that the Gemara, Mishnah, and Baba Metzia come up with. These are rules which tell us in general when we can assume that the owner was miyayish or when we can assume that miyayish. But once he is miyayish, how does this actually transfer it out of his rishus into the finder's rishus? Seems that there's a kinyan going on, there's a sort of a haknah. According to Rashi, it's the Torah is being mafkiya the Bible. The thing is totally lost. Once the owner starts looking for it, it becomes totally lost. And once something is totally lost, there's a gzeres from avudim imenu mikol adam. The thing's totally lost, no one has ownership over them.
The Torah doesn't have to be involved in Rashi?
No.
So how does the chutzah change?
No, the Torah cancels the first bialus.
Cancels the first bialus, then it
becomes Tefka.
Comes Tefka. And there's no, you don't
it
have
comes
to...
Comes Tefka, and then if someone comes by and finds something that says Tefka. Now, to me, there's a problem in the V's approach that he has a plus and a minus to that shot, because we read a Tosfos about this in the bottom of the page, but the issue is that does the thing go into a hefker? Someone loses, let's say, money in the street, no simon, he's miyayish. Now, before it's found, hefker meaning no one owns it at all. Or is it belong to the owner, but once someone is giving it to him?
Maybe more like the
reason. Yeah, so this is actually seems to be my focus in the Gemara. See, in there, let me see. It says the machlokes between the Rabbanon and the Reb Yossi. I think it's from on the Dharam. Reb Yossi says a chiddush. He says that someone loses something and the owner is miyayish. He says that that it still belongs to the owner until the finder. But when the finder gets it, he's getting it from the owner. It's not hefker. Like this, if you could change, could you? Question is. I think the most thing about it, if you make a neder, you're not allowed to give. If A that he's not, he swears that he's not going to give any benefit to B, then he loses, and B finds it. And but there was a yirush. If according to Yoshi says B really can't take it, because the way it works is that it goes from the loser to the finder when he picks it up. But that means he's getting benefit from it. Now, say it doesn't work that way. It becomes hefker. It doesn't belong to anybody. Then the finder finds it, and he picks it up. So he didn't get it from the loser. He got it from hefker. Then it's permitted. So really, what here in Rashi and the Ri seems to be the machlokas in the Gemara between the Chachamim and the Reb Yossi. The Chachamim something, and there's Yirush. It becomes hefker. Then the finder finds it later. Is from Hefka. Yossi, the finder gets it directly from the loser. So that would seem to the reads more like Reb Yossi, because there's a transfer going on between the loser and the Kenyan. So therefore, it belongs to the loser until it's found. Even if it was Miyash, it's still his. Once Chachamim, it's not a transfer process. Not a Kenyan process. It's a loser process. It's a cancellation of ownership process. So the guy who loses it is miyayish, becomes completely yush and a veda gemura. The barak is canceled right then and there with the yush. So it cancels. It's now hefker. It doesn't belong to anybody. Someone finds it. He finds it from hefker. So it would seem, but Rashi and the Ri. See the machlokes between the Chachamim and the Biyosi and the Sechta and the Dharam. I think it's in the Sechta and the Dharam. I have to test. Look it up. So, really, this is presents with also with a problem.
We can't say that we could refer to the Rabbanon.
Well, we have to be the Rabbanon because we don't pass my the Biyosi. It's only a sheet of one Tana. And we have machlokes between the Chachamim. Yachad Rabin, Halacha Karabin. We don't pass in Reb Yossi. We pass in that an Aveda is Hefker. It's not that it belongs to the Baal Aveda, Ada Asi Lashus Zocha. That Reb Yossi belongs to the Baal Aveda until the Zocha, until the finder gets it, then it goes over to him. That's a Chiddush that Reb Yossi says such a thing. We pass in like him. We pass in the one says a Yush, it's it. It's out of the Lashus of the Baal Aveda, it's Hefker. That. So there's a famous seems like this, I think it's a Ketos HaChosh. According to Chachamim, according to the Ri, you have to say like this, that when someone loses something, he's Miyayish, he's creating Machnez to Hefka. He's giving it to Hefka. Hefka. You can give something to Hefka. I mean, I can say I want to make this public. This belongs to anybody who wants it. I can make things Hefka. I can put things in the street, go whatever, throw it out, make it Hefka. So if he loses something, it's Miyayish, it's a Kenyan to Hefka. You have to say, according to the Ri, according to Chacham. It's not a Kenyan to the finder, it's a Kenyan to the public, to anybody who wants, basically, to lose your ownership. That's also a Hakana. The loser is giving up his rights to it. He's making it Hefka.
It's not like Rashi.
According to Rashi, he's just not looking for it. He's not thinking about who's owning it. I'm going to. That's Rashi. According to Rashi, the fact that he's not looking for it makes it so lost that the Torah cancels his ownership. The Torah cancels it, not because he's creating a kinyan.
I mean, isn't there something about how you, if you hear Miyagi something, you can't even get it back? Resell it?
No, you can. Why not? Once you Miyayish, you can get it. You get it back. No, the question is, can someone just change his mind after Yush? Well, this might be the same rationale. For example, like this. Another like this. Let's say he loses his $20 bill on Monday. Monday, he says, "I'm never going to find it." Then Tuesday morning he wakes up and he says, "No, I'm going to go back. I'm going to look. I'm going to retrace all my steps." Monday he was basically hopeless, but on Tuesday he wakes up. He's in the bed. So, meanwhile, no one found it yet. No one found it, and the guy starts looking for it and finds it. So, is it post Yush or is it before Yush? Find it after Yush. If you find it before the Yush, you don't keep it. So Monday, the loser was Miyayish. He didn't find the money. Tuesday, he wakes up and he starts looking for it. And meanwhile, someone finds it on Tuesday. If someone would have found it Monday, but now someone found it Tuesday. It means the Baal Aveda was Chod Yush. He was Miyayish, and then he changed his mind. He's not Miyayish. What do you say? Can you be chosen on Yush or not?
He has a right to it, and now he has a right to it. I mean, he already gave it up.
So which way are you saying? According to Rashi or the
according to the Ri, he should be able to...
When the person finds it, is it the Baal of Yush?
At that point, there was no more Yush. The guy is not
in Yush. Then it should really be any different than any other.
You're saying he could change. You could say like this, if Yush, the way we're explaining, if Yush, explaining and calling it according, if Yush, if something, that's what you had an idea here.
I was going to say that he should be able to be closer on it because he decides whether it is a shaped toivim, whether it's lost on him or not, he decides if. If he decides it's still not lost to him, that he can still find it, then the person that finds the object doesn't find the situation. Like whether he finds it or not, it doesn't matter if it's if
you're saying according to Rashi, if it's a situation, if Yush is a determination of a situation, whether something is Avuda, Gemura. Or Stam of Buddha. So then you're saying if he changes his mind, you're saying it's lost. It could change its status from being completely lost or not. According to the Ri, it's the king, the Hefka. You're saying it's Hefka, so then. according to the you're saying, since Yush is a Kenyan, it's a form of transfer of one's violence to the world, and giving it up, basically. He's giving up his violence up Monday. I mean, Tuesday he wants to get it back. Let him go like anybody else. Find it and pick it up. Right now it doesn't belong to him anymore. It's a way to the world, if it's a Kenyan. If Yush is not a Kenyan, but Yush is a Masaf, affairs of something being completely lost or not completely lost. So then Ben has a good point. Masaf should be determined when it's found. If it's found in a state of Yush, we if it's found and there's no Yush, it's not Hefka. You could say depends on Rashi. Chazara for Yush, changing your mind about a Yush. Not in the Gemara. The Gemara doesn't discuss this question. Being the eye and then changing your mind.
Once you make a Kenyan for Hefka, you can't take that.
No, Hefka, no, for sure. Unless you make a Kenyan for Hefka, but the issue would be if it's according to Rashi's approach, that it becomes something completely lost, maybe, as Ben says, there's an indeterminacy. It's an indeterminacy, not so determined. That point of definition that is totally, totally lost until it's found as being totally lost.
Obviously, I'm at the Nafka meaning, if it's found, it's found. That's what we have to keep this parallel example. It was
found after
the Nafka meaning.
Not just saying is that the if Yush is a Kenyan, so it's the Kenyan. So when he was Miyash on he gave it away. But if Yush is not a Kenyan, Yush is saying something that's totally lost. It was totally lost. So now Tuesday he's looking for it. Now it's not totally lost. So maybe we can say that even Monday was. Read the words of the Rambam, the Rav inside, okay? The Nira, the Rashi, the Reed, Pligi, the Machlokes, Yisodis, the Hasdoras, Kinyan, Hayyid, Rashi and the Reed are arguing about a fundamental dispute in the definition of the Kinyan Yush and Aveda. The Yush Baveda, Eino Kone, the Torah, Kinyan Yush, Levado. The Rashi, of a lost item does not make the Kenyan lost. The Hefka in the rule of Kenyan Yush by itself. Ella, but rather, Shahashem, the Chafet, the status of the item being called lost. The Baal, that cancels the ownership of the owner of the lost thing. Just like when something is totally lost from him and anybody else in the world, Habal is Pakamel, is cancelled by itself. Machmasha Chepta Gudalagami, because the item is completely lost. Kamokain in the Bechor in any simple lost thing, Mufkas Habalus, the Baal Aveda Me'aleha, the ownership of the owner of the lost item gets cancelled by itself in a situation. I'm not near it, but it seems, I believe, the Hayush ain't a Maisa. Shemaf is not an act per se which cancels the ownership. Ella, Yush Bil Kitnai, the Chalois Hashem Daveda, but rather Yush Kitnai, it's a condition in the status of the Aveda, in the status of. Yes.
Isn't,
of course, denying
that there's a
factor, but the das factor has no halakhic ramification until the invasion of the moon. It's not a hakanah. It's for the das, it's transferring ownership. It's a gauging of how the thing is. He's not the owner by being miayish, he's not transferring or canceling directly. His dot. He's making the thing so lost that the Torah. He says it's not a maisa by itself, it's not an act of giving something up by itself, but rather it's a condition, it's a scenario. Hashem David in the status of the lost thing, it's a condition. It makes it. Aveda ba'alma ain't a makia ba'alus. Something which is just lost simply doesn't cancel. Ashatia avuda kolkach shabala mitiayshim imena. Until it's so lost that the owner has given up the chase. The makom, and I say it again, another sense. The makom sheyesh yush, place with yush, nigmar Hashem shall aveda b'chefza. The status. The status of the lost, the status of Aveda in that item is complete. Nigma. Complete the status of being lost in that item. And that status of being completely lost cancels the ownership. Then Aveda or Abu Dhimimenu Mikoladam in the same way as something lost. Man and else, there's a cancellation. Called Ali but the Rashi. That's how Rashi approaches it. Yeah. Yes.
What happens to the when you have Yush, per se, in the intellectual sense, and that is never.
So it's not really completely lost. It belongs to the owner.
But
you have to give it back.
The Torah.
There's a comparison here. It's what you call in the mathematics a similarity. Not an equation. It's a similarity which then produces an equation. There's one case that's objectively totally lost. And there's another case which is totally lost, but people can find it. It's a $20 bill which fell in the street. Or the owner gives up chase subjectively, right? In his individuality, he gives up the chase. He converts that into something completely lost from similar thing. And then, once it's got that similar characteristic, then the result is the same, the ownership is canceled.
Well, perhaps that's what the reader is trying to do at the soul level, is that why would Rashi learn from the government of Nazir from Shabbat, which is a case where you have to make an extraction based on an entry relation as if it's the actual seer. Like you can learn it from the which is the form of flourish in the door.
Right. We can analyze the sentence, how we read. Okay. The four lines on the page, sentence. Bailus Ad Shia Avu Kolka Abalim Hashem Missing the Shades of Balmi General Kind of Lord's thing, simple Lord. Lord Balmi translated that a simple Lord, in other words, means now to the Lord. The Alma word is the type of word. Get the